Hello everyone, my name is Cameron for the Nerd of Godcast. In 2002, I got really into The Elder Scrolls III Morrowind. It was my first real open-world RPG, and it honestly blew young Cameron's mind. One of the memes that has surfaced over the years about Morrowind is how vague the journal is when it comes to quest locations. Instead of getting a map marker, you'd get something along the lines of leave Balmora, pass Fort Moonmoth, cross a bridge, and then follow a trail east till you reach a lake. In later entries, these descriptions would be radically changed to make life, honestly, much easier for the players. But there was this extra thrill in charting out a path, trying to find locations, and then that's even just to get to the start of the quest, let alone actually completing it. I found that, at least in my life, God's plan often feels closer to these quest logs rather than the nice, clean waypoints that we see in open-world RPGs now. Joseph, the one with the cool coat, is a great example of this. Joseph saves the people who would become the nation of Israel, but it is through being sold into slavery in Genesis 37, being accused of adultery in 38, spending years in prison in 41, facing the people who honestly sold him in 42, and then finally showing love to those brothers in chapter 45. As you are on a journey to find God's plan, I hope that you can see those landmarks that point you in the right direction. When I struggle to see that in my own life, I try to look towards the Word of God and to those who have had an important impact on my faith, be it my youth minister or former co-workers or my spouse. I pray for all of you as you are listening that you will be able to see God's plan in your life, and even when it's vague, that you'll know He's there for you. That's all we have time for today. If you want to hear more, you can listen to full episodes of the Nerd of Godcast wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or check out their blog at nerdofgodcast.com. I'm Cameron from First Geek 411, and until next time, I love you.